Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And friends and neighbors, thank you for tuning in here. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local, all across the state of Nevada. It has been... I was planning on doing a fun show today, and yet it's awfully hard to do a fun show when you're blindsided by the news that a man whom you looked up to for a very long time has passed away. Ross Perot passing away at the age of 89. He did live a long and fruitful life and did a lot for this nation. Back in 1992, he was on CBS's Face the Nation and talked about why he felt it was important to make a difference for this country.
I believe that there is so much waste around here. And again, every time you get into... See, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. Mm-hmm. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. I've said it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about her. I'm talking about it. Then I can talk, you know, with endless numbers about it. And then when I finish, typically the establishment press said, he didn't tell us enough. I just break up. Nobody else said anything, and I haven't said enough. Let me just talk in general terms today, since no matter how many numbers I give the press right now, it doesn't satisfy them. Number one, we cannot spend our children's money. We are looking on the edge of a revolution of young people who are starting to realize that we, our generation, have put them $4 trillion in debt, and they don't like it, and they shouldn't. Don't we love our children as much as our parents loved us? Sure we do. We cannot spend their money. Now then, that's the easy decision. The hard decision is, how do you fix it? You've got to have, instead of a deteriorating job base in the economy, which is what the last 12 years have given us, we've got to have... First, you've got to stop the decline, stabilize it, turn it into a growing job base, growing industrial base. The only way to do that is to make the finest products in the world. Now, that's something I know a lot about. We've got to put everybody that's breathing back to work in a good, solid job. Then you've got a growing tax base. But in the meantime, you've got to have a real grab and run that stops the deficit spending so you don't lose any more financial blood. Then with a growing tax base, you pay off the $4 trillion, and we leave the American dream to our children, which we all want.
Over 20 years ago, the man said what this president is saying and doing now. He started it all. Somebody who dealt with this man extensively is the man who is the CEO of the USA Radio Networks, Nevada Talk Radio LLC, the man who writes my paychecks, Fred Weinberg. You've known Ross for quite some time, probably not as well as either of us would have liked to, but the man is responsible for where we are today.
I know what he said to the Dallas Morning News in his last interview, which was 3 years ago. He said, Texas born, Texas bred, and when I die, I'll be Texas dead.
Yeah.
That summed up Ross Perot as... best you could ever. I have one story to tell that I think is just reflects the man, and that is that the night of the 96 election, Pat Choate, our good friend Pat Choate, invited me down to the watch party at the Texas Railroad, so the Dallas Railroad Station, and I get there. In fact, they picked me up at the airport at Love Field, and I get there. And Ross is standing there just by himself. And Pat and I go up to talk to him, and I said, I think we made a mistake. And he goes, what do you mean? I have to tell a story in dialect. So what do you mean? I said, what if we found 20 or 30 congressmen and we worried about those races, we could control Congress. He scratched his chin and said, I think you're right. And that's what later on the Tea Party did. That's exactly what they did. You can essentially control Congress with 20 or 30 people, you know, all coordinated. I guess I have a Dickie's Barbecue story, too. This is 1992. Pat calls me up and says, this is back when you could do this. I was in Tulsa. And he said, there's a ticket at the Southwest Airlines ticket counter waiting for you. I want you to come down and have lunch with me. And so I... It's a fairly short flight. It's about an hour flight. It's like Las Vegas to Reno. And I went to the ticket counter, and I grabbed the ticket, got on a plane, and I walk out. Back in those days, if you have been to Dallas, Love Field didn't have those parking decks as you came out of the airport. It was just a big, long parking lot. And I walk out, and there in the driveway is a 1973 Chevy Impala. And there's Ross at the wheel, and there's Pat sitting in the front seat, and they said, get in. So we went over to Dickie's Bar, the original Dickie's Barbecue, and we had lunch. Nothing was being discussed. And then they said, okay, here's the deal. He says, I need 400 signatures to be on the ballot in Oklahoma, and I think your radio stations can gather those signatures. And I said, yes, sir, I'm pretty sure we can. I said, how much time do we have? When do you need it? He says, Thursday. It was Tuesday.
No.
We got the 400 signatures. It was not difficult. Tulsa essentially has a vibrant Republican community that did not like George H.W. Bush. And it was fairly easy to gather those signatures.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that if it was not for somebody like Ross Perot, we would have a President Trump today?
No, I don't know. I think the same thing that motivated Ross Perot motivated Donald Trump. And so I think eventually we would have had a citizens' revolt in this country, like we did in 2016. Now, all of these people that are running around, I almost torture myself every morning. I open up my iPad and I take a look at the news feed, and it's almost 90% against Trump, maybe more. Even Fox News isn't that good. And there are people who just hate this guy. And had Ross gotten elected president, they would have hated him. There's an establishment. They call him unpresidential. I'm going to have to clean this up a little bit because, you know, we run a family radio network. But in Oklahoma, they used to talk about a good old boy. Wouldn't say feces if he had a mouthful.
Yeah.
And my summation of Donald Trump is we elected a guy president who will say when he has a mouthful.
Exactly. You know,
enough already. The people that have been running this country for the last 100 years have been doing a miserable, piss-poor job. And Ross Perot saw that in 1992. I'll tell you one thing, had he not brought up the national debt, nobody would be talking about it. Now,
nope.
Back in those days, it was $4 trillion. Now it's, what, $21 trillion, $22 trillion, something like that? Now, we've grown. Our economy is almost at a point where we can handle that.
But it wouldn't be if we didn't have a president who actually cared about the American people and the American economy and didn't just give them lip service like these past three presidents.
Had Hillary gotten elected president, we'd be bumping along at 1.1, 1.2% growth because Barack Obama said that. You know, he called 3% growth a pipe dream. Of course, you know, what you could... You could take everything that Barack Obama knows about economics and stuff it into a 9mm shell casing that got fired in Chicago. You know, he knows absolutely nothing about economics. In fact, most people know nothing about economics. When I say most people, I'm talking about the establishment people. What they don't understand is the average guy sitting at his kitchen table paying his bills knows a lot more about economics than some guy who sends his kids to the Sidwell Friends School in Washington and has a family office that takes care of his money.
Yeah, I got to take a break here in a moment, but do you think...
Where's Kevin today?
Kevin is on the beach. He is at the pool. He is watching the white caps from the aftershocks roll across his pool.
Well, I guess everybody's entitled to a vacation.
Well, of course. And you know, remember you said that. hopefully I'll get one of these years. But anyway, we were there at the foundations, you and I both, at the foundations of the Reform Party, which begat the Tea Party, which begat the revolution of Trump. Do you think that we will actually get...
That reminds me of a Perot story.
I'm sure.
The Tea Party convention in Kansas City, the Reform Party convention in Kansas City, I want to say was in 97, after the 96 election. And Pat Choate, who was Ross's economic guru and our very close friend, wrote a four-page speech on foreign affairs, and it was a good speech. And this was back in the days when, you know, computer technology was a little, I think I was using I don't even remember what I was using. It was some kind of laptop, but very, very old and slow. And we typed the speech, and we printed it off on a portable printer. And Ross comes into the room and looks at it and says, "That's a great speech. I think I'll give it." So we then had to sit down and write another one for Pat.
Ah. Yeah, but here's the thing. It has been now 25 years since we started this revolution. This man started the revolution of the taking back America for average Americans, not for the elites. And if it wasn't...
And just so everybody knows about Ross Perot, he was an Annapolis graduate. And I think I was reading the Dallas Morning News this morning, and he said something years ago. He said he remembered being a freshman, I forget what they call them, freshman midshipman at Dallas, at Annapolis. But they gave him a dozen pairs of underwear and several pairs of shoes, and he said that was his first experience in government waste.
Oh boy, we remember today Ross Perot passing away at the age of 89. Could we imagine having a life as rich as his? I mean, not just from economically, but you know, realistically, he had a wealthy life as far as what the experiences.
You know, he was in the right, in some cases, he was in the right place at the right time. His first company, Electronic Data Systems, was started with $1,000 and sold to General Motors for like $3 billion or something. And, you know, back when $1 billion was more money than you could imagine. And he had this entrepreneurial spirit that never stops. He was the original Bill Gates. He was the guy who would offer money to build something, you know, philanthropy, and he would say, I'll put up the first X number of dollars if you raise the rest of it. Or more often, he would say, if you raise the first $1.5 million, I'll give you the next $500,000. Because he could motivate people to do these things.
If we had a nation full of, and this is the problem, if we would put less emphasis on theory and more emphasis on accomplishing things, real things.
You almost said something. We do have a nation of Ross Perots. They just don't know it. You know, that everybody who voted for Donald Trump probably has a little bit of Ross Perot in them.
Because they're mad and they want to make a change.
Yeah. I think it is my gut feeling, and if on November 3rd of 2020, I guess, well, I'll be proven either right or wrong. But I think the people who hate Donald Trump so much are going to really, really, really hate the results of that election.
I think it's getting that way. Fred Weinberg, who is the CEO of the USA Radio Networks, Nevada Talk Network, Nevada Radio LLC, and also the man who, along with me, were there at the roots of the Reform Party. We created and syndicated a Reform Party radio show every day, Monday through Friday, and we made a long ride with this man, and today we're just kind of remembering Ross Perot passing at the age of 89. Fred, I know you got a lot to do. I'll let you get back to it.
We were just kids then, too. You know, you wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're an elder statesman in the industry. But back in those days, you and I were just kids.
Yeah, now, you know, we're 60-something and just keep rolling along with mostly original parts.
I was going to say, other than a knife cut or two from the folks at Stanford Medical.
Yeah. But we will talk again. I know that, give the website for Penny Press.
PennyPressNV.com.
PennyPressNV.com. I'm sure that Fred is working on a piece for this week's episode that will remember a lot of what you've heard today.
Well, Texas born, Texas bred, and when I die, I'll be Texas dead.
God love him. God love him. We'll talk to you later, Fred. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
All righty. Fred Weinberg, as we recall the passing of Ross Perot at the age of 89. I'm Wyatt Cox, in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
You can move your factory south of the border, pay $1 an hour for labor, hire a young 25. That's assuming you've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce. Pay $1 an hour
for your labor. Helps if I turn the mic on. The passing of Ross Perot at the age of 89, and we have lost a man who made a big difference in our nation. When we come back, we will talk about, well, I think Tucker Carlson said it right last night. The newest cult in America. The Democratic Party. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. colorful billionaire and former presidential hopeful Ross Perot has died at 89. Perot had been battling leukemia for the past several years and passed away this morning at his home in Dallas, according to a family spokesman. He had run as an independent for president in 1992 against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, famously appearing at a debate where he was talking about the North American Free Trade Agreement and warning U.S. employers.
You've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce. Pay $1 an hour for your labor. Have no health care. That's the most expensive single element making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. And you don't care about anything but making money. There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local. And yes, even though a number of people may disagree, Ross Perot was fighting for the rights of every man. Yesterday on this program, we talked about the lack of humor in America and how America had forgotten how to laugh. Saskia Taylor of Russia Today, in a piece she did on Mad Magazine, and how the toxic environment of politics has sent the magazine out of service. Here's this piece. I want you to hear what she had to say.
There once existed this surreal concept. It was sharp, vicious at times, and wholly irreverent. It was called satire, and it's dead. Or rather, it's been killed. After 67 years of ruthlessly mocking the world, a bedrock of American comedy, the cult satirical magazine Mad, is shutting up shop. From August, it's just going to recycle old content and put a new cover on it. This is a publication ingrained in Western culture, with its child mascot Alfred E. Newman, comics like Spy vs. Spy, and even its own board games.
These people are doing some real goofy things because they're playing Mad. It's a game that's crazy, goofy, and wacky because it's Mad.
Mad took no prisoners. Its creator said it was there to toughen up the younger generation, show life's ugly side. It was also indiscriminate, parodying politicians on both sides of the spectrum.
We pride ourselves in the fact that we have no philosophy. We have no philosophy, we have no politics, we don't take sides.
We have no morals, we have no scruples.
We have no taste, we have no intelligence.
Yes, we have no bananas.
And that's about it.
Set up in 1952, Mad was a publication for a different generation. It's lost its place in an era where offense-taking and victimhood have become new norms. Cartoonists now are gagged by hypersensitive readers and profit-driven media moguls. Cracking jokes is a risky business nowadays. As the New York Times found out after a Jewish-themed illustration, well, went a little wrong, and it scrapped all political cartoons. And just in case anyone missed its first apology, it did another one, you know, to be on the safe side.
We are deeply sorry for the publication of an anti-Semitic political cartoon last Thursday in the print edition of the New York Times that circulates outside of the United States, and we are committed to making sure nothing like this ever happens again. Such imagery is always dangerous, and at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide, it's all the more unacceptable.
And sometimes you just need a helping hand in policing offense. For example, Instagram decided to remove this cartoon from a political meme account under the general banner that it was offensive. The account was also put on notice, told it could be shut down at any moment.
It might shut you down on digital forms, but it's really the best time to be a comedian or to be a truth teller or to be a satirical cartoonist right now, because it's such a sensitive time, it's actually in demand. It's a great time to be someone who's criticizing and making political commentary and cultural commentary right now.
And I don't know how you're going to do that. You know, we talked about this young girl who was an 8-year-old girl who was doing videos of satirizing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, satirizing her. You know, satire? Problem is, satire always has problems. Look at Stan Freberg, who was a great satirist, a funny man. I disagreed with him 180 degrees politically. But at what he did, he was the best. And yet, it was very difficult many times economically. His radio show went away. He did some great commercials, but they were all satirical, and they required a lot of hard sell to even get on the air. And when they got on the air, my gosh, they sold product. What an amazing concept. Commercials that actually sell things. But Stan Freberg had to fight. And, you know, he made America laugh at ourselves. And now nobody's laughing. You know, those people who complain that their friend, You look at comedians of the past. Could Johnny Carson go out there today and poke fun at both sides because both sides would say they were being too vicious toward them? Nobody's got a sense of humor anymore. Some people who don't have senses of humor is the left. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News saying that the Democratic Party is no longer political. They are, in fact, a religious cult. And it would help if I didn't have the wrong buttons pushed. Let's listen to this again.
But first tonight, after almost 200 years, the Democrats were a political party with conventional political goals. That's no longer true. The Democratic Party is now a religious cult, with all that implies. Dissent has been banned. Anyone who questions the party's leftward fringe is denounced as a racist heretic. The party has descended into a purity spiral, and nobody is safe, not even the party's own leaders. Nancy Pelosi, for example. She's the most left-wing Speaker of the House in the history of the United States. She's been a fire-breathing liberal for longer than, I don't know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been alive. But none of that has been enough to save her. Ocasio-Cortez and a tiny group of House freshmen demand explicit socialism in this country right now. They want to open the borders, empty the prisons, and take over the entire U.S. economy in the name of fighting climate change. Now, Pelosi may agree with these goals, but she has contempt for their total ignorance of how laws are made, their ignorance of the democratic system itself. And Pelosi has expressed that contempt repeatedly in public, including here.
She likes to minimize the conflicts within her caucus between the moderates and the progressives.
You have these wings, AOC and her group on one side.
It's like five people.
So for saying things like that, Pelosi tonight is facing a revolt from within the Democratic Party. She's being denounced. Guess what they're calling her? You know, a racist. Here's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib explaining that Pelosi is oppressing people of color.
More people like us, people of color, have been missing in the chamber because most of us, and Ayanna Pressley says it more beautifully, people that are closest to the pain need to be at the table making these decisions. Guess what? We know what it feels like to be dehumanized. We know what it feels like to be brown and black in this country.
What would you say to Nancy Pelosi? What would you say directly to Nancy Pelosi?
Uplift the women, especially the women of color within your caucus that are out there, because I'll tell you, more people like us, more people like me that come out to vote, we win. All of us win.
Give us power because of our skin color. That's the argument Tlaib is making. Many make that argument. Ocasio-Cortez made the very same case during her Democratic primary campaign last year. By definition, it is a racist pitch. It's every bit as repugnant as a white candidate making the same appeal. And many Democrats did make that appeal, that racial appeal, under Jim Crow. Vote for me because of my race. It's disgusting. But it's everywhere now, and Democrats applaud it. Yesterday, for example, former Obama spokesman Brian Fallon tweeted that Ocasio-Cortez and her faction provides, quote, the vision and moral center of today's Democratic Party. That's a view that is widely shared, and it's bad news for people like Joe Biden. Like Pelosi, Biden has dedicated his entire life to the Democratic Party. As Pelosi has, Biden has dutifully moved left with the party over the years and hasn't complained about it. He's currently running, for example, on free health care for illegal aliens. But none of it has been enough. People like Joe Biden are the past in the Democratic Party, and like so many others, he's being denounced, wait for it, as a racist. It's over for Joe Biden, a bitter end to what might have been a decent political career. Only he seems to be unaware of that. On Saturday, Biden groveled one last time in a doomed effort to save himself. Watch.
I was hard wrong a few weeks ago. Somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again. Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception.
That's why I chose here in South Carolina and chose an audience that, in fact, is would be the most likely to have been offended by anything that was said.
But it's pointless. It's spitting in the wind. In the Democratic Party, remorse is a sign of weakness, and the weak are eaten. Shortly after Biden spoke those words, Michelle Obama was asked her view of Joe Biden. Now, a decent person might have said a kind word about her old friend Joe. He was the man, after all, who helped make her husband president and served under him for 8 years. That's not what Michelle Obama did. Watch.
What, if anything, would you like to say about the Kamala Biden dust-up? He apologized today. You've been following that. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I do not.
Okay. Let me ask this. Moving on.
I've been doing this rodeo far too long.
Yeah, moving on.
It's like, no comments.
Moving on, no comment. Joe Biden, not worth defending. He's over, just like Thomas Jefferson and Betsy Ross and all kinds of other people who aren't absolutely aligned with the modern woke left. The Democratic Party demands absolute perfect fidelity at all times. Anyone who fails to measure up is finished forever. Now, that attitude is an effective way to terrify weak people and keep public figures in line. But the question electorally is, will it work on the country? Normal Americans know they're not racist. They don't think their neighbors and friends are racist either. They don't care about that. They care about their jobs, their safety, their families, their country. For years, they've watched in despair as both major parties drifted away from those concerns. They took a chance electing Donald Trump because he seemed willing to put the basics first. Will they reelect him is the question. Will Democrats continue to act like this? Absolutely, they will.
Everything is racist.
And in 2019, everything is racist. Can we not put race and sex and national origin and sexual orientation and all these things aside and work toward doing what's better for the nation? Can we not just, you know, it gets down to the whole thing. We have to have a sense of humor and then move on and work and do what's right for this country. Anyway, there goes my blood pressure for the day. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR, 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. 9:52, where Nevada comes to talk. Well, the president yesterday declared that America had made a lot of progress environmentally. And to those people who say America is not doing enough, you look at what the rest of the world hasn't done. You know, there are days when you can at least drive out in Los Angeles and you can see and breathe. Didn't used to be that way. The Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, was on Fox News last night talking about what our president has done for the environment.
This president does care about the environment, and he's doing something about it. When you think about the clean energy that America is delivering around the world, whether it's in the form of liquefied natural gas or whether it's in our renewable technologies, whether it's in our nuclear energy technologies that are going around the world, we're displacing literally tons and tons of old, dirty, burning gas emissions and coal emissions in Europe and replacing them with clean-burning natural gas. So the president's got a great story to tell, not to mention the jobs that get created and the wealth and the quality of life that comes with that. So I don't find it odd at all that President Trump is talking about the environment, talking about the economy in the same breath.
Well, he definitely has a different approach. You know, I think that the EPA under President Obama was criticized by businesses in America for being too aggressive in terms of increasing regulations that businesses felt were, you know, unfair in many cases. And you all have worked to roll those back. You know, but the EPA isn't even an agency that we hear a lot about in the Trump presidency. And we don't, you know, we haven't heard from you a lot on this front in that. Why is that?
Well, I don't know why you haven't heard from me a lot. I travel internationally a substantial amount, selling LNG all across the country. 36 different countries now are buying liquefied natural gas from the United States. And frankly, you know, the EPA shouldn't be heard from when I think about it. This ought to be an agency that's out there doing its work, getting rid of the regulations that are stopping businesses from getting done what they need to do, and putting practices into place that help clean up the environment. America is leading the world in the reduction of energy-related emissions. I mean, that's a great story. It's one that we ought to be parroting and talking about and being quite proud of. So Thursday, when we had the great tribute to American and American military, One of those stories is about American energy and the freedom that's being delivered around the globe by American LNG in particular.
Well, that has been a great story. There's no doubt about that. You know, the critics, as I mentioned, would talk about the rollback of these regulations. Also, EPA data shows an increase in fine particulate matter emissions like soot and smoke from the combustion of coal and oil since President Trump took office. What would your response be to those who point to that?
Well, number one, I think they're wrong in their numbers. So when you look at what's happening around the world,
but that's EPA data.
You may see that from the Europeans from the standpoint of what they're doing, from the standpoint of the increases in particulate matter. But I don't find that to be the fact here in the United States. I think we're removing those older, inefficient power plants. I'll give you a good example in the state of Texas. When I was the governor, NOx emissions went down 60%. SOx, the sulfur dioxide emissions went down by 50%. We had an almost 20% reduction of carbon dioxide. So the fact is that as we put more old inefficient plants offline and replace them with liquefied natural gas, with gas plants basically, yep, you're going to see a continual reduction of emissions and right, particulate matter.
Rick Perry. And this administration is doing all it can, balancing that tricky balance between doing what's right for the economy and what's right for the environment. Is it easy? No. But this president has a plan. And that's the important thing. Pat Casale will be up at 10 o'clock following a report of USA Radio Network News from Tim Berg. And he will be talking about the judge's ruling against the Trump administration's drug transparency regulations. And he'll also be talking about Starbucks' apology to law enforcement. Let me leave you with one very important thought here.
Here we go. We have a leader. His name is Bill Clinton. We have another leader. His name's Newt Gingrich. If you had to pick between the two, what would you do? Who would you choose? Newt or Bill. It's not just a question, it's not a bad suggestion. Newt or Bill.
Talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.